Aircheckdownloads.com.
We thought we'd give you a brief outline of what you'll hear on a typical day on this new station.
Nice and easy, Brunel Radio.
Let's look at the Brunel Radio weather. Good morning, I'm Derby Clargo. Weekday mornings, Monday to Thursday between 4 and 7. And this is Roger Miller, King of the Road.
Trailer for sale or rent.
20 minutes past 7, the wonderful Judy Garland.
With my high starch collar and my high top shoes and my hair piled high upon my head, I went to lose a jolly hour on the trolley and lost my heart instead.
As I understand it, and I haven't seen it yet, none of us
presumably have
seen it, but as I understand it, it's to do with the fact that Christ was subject to the temptations that all human beings are subject to while he was here on earth.
Hello, good afternoon. It's 6 minutes past 12. My name's Chris Mills, and I'm with you on Brunel Radio from now until 3 o'clock. Let me tell you what we've got on the programme today. It's a part three of Genealogy, Tracing Your Family Tree with Jean Cole from Swindon. She's going to be in talking about how to get hold of census.
Good afternoon, Brunel Radio, and my name's Gary McLean. We've got a little competition running. I'll tell you later on what the prize will be, because I don't know myself just now. But short stories is what we're looking for. If you fancy writing a short story, please do so, whether it be two or three paragraphs long, or even a few lines long.
This is Magnus Carter. The Indian Navy is hunting for the mercenaries who escaped by sea after their coup on the Maldives Islands was toppled. Indian paratroopers have liberated the islands, forcing the hired gunmen to flee in fishing boats and a cargo ship.
Sounds classic. Brunel Radio.
Hello, I'm Noreen Alexander. Today's concert features Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2 with soloist Van Cliburn and the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. There's up-to-date news of musical events in your area, and I'll be chatting to the celebrated guitarist Carlos Bonell, whose ensemble is playing...
We're the ones to let you know exactly what's going to be happening in the area. The tourist feature. Where's this? Where's that? We will have all the details exactly for you. So as far as that's concerned, the place to be has got to be Brunel Radio, hasn't it?
Hi, James Stanage here. We've got the results of last night's Brunel listeners poll when we asked you, should all blood sports be banned? And yes, you said. 78% of voters agreed all blood sports should be banned.
Brunel Radio.
And that's a very small part of Brunel. Stay tuned. We're sure it's going to be your favorite station.
Nice and easy, Radio.
Music for the prime of your life. It's 3 minutes past seven. It's Tuesday, the 15th of November. And on behalf of us all, can I wish you a very good morning. This is Trevor Fry, and you're very welcome to Brunel Radio. So here we are, a Tuesday morning, the 15th of November, Brunel Radio, 24 hours a day. We broadcast 1260 kilohertz as well. I'm Trevor Fry, and I'll be with you every weekday morning between 7 and 10. Now, if you're going out and about this morning, do watch it, please. The roads are very icy, according to the Bristol Weather Centre, and there's fog throughout the region, so I'm warning you now, be very careful. This is Enya. The very distinctive style of Enya. That's an Orinoco flow. It's Brunel Radio, a Tuesday morning. I'm Trevor Fry, 11 minutes past 7. They're singing in the bathrooms all over the West Country to that one. Joe Cocker and Jennifer Warnes, and up where we belong for an officer and a gentleman. There's icy roads around. There's also ice on the windscreens and all over your car as well this morning. So if you're anticipating leaving for work in about a quarter of an hour, do it in 10 minutes. That way you can scrape everything off.
Good morning.
However, the weather word has it, it's going to be dry with some sunshine today. The fog will be clearing and temperatures rising to 13 and 55. Well, as you probably know, the west of England has a brand new radio station. Brunel Radio came on air exactly 15 minutes ago. Well, it's cost over £1 million to launch and is aimed at an audience maybe over 40. The music, programming and news format on the station will reflect this and give the Midwest a real alternative to current mainstream radio. You'll be able to hear more lighter and classical music. There's phone-ins and news bulletins every 20 minutes. Well, Brunel's Radio's managing director, Ralph Bernard, is convinced the station's unique style will be a success in the area.
Market research, which has been undertaken by the group which is launching Brunel Radio, has clearly defined a market niche for people who are not served with local radio who would like less pop music, and that's exactly what Brunel Radio will be doing.
So who is the new radio station aimed at?
Well, it's aimed at anyone, really, but specifically people who are men and women who are over 40, who like listening to music the way they always used to like it. In other words, music from the shows, big band music, the classic standards. We're going to have a classical music program every day, the sort of thing which is not on mainstream radio at the moment.
Do you think that's something that the commercial sector can fulfill? Is it not more in the style of a BBC station?
There's no BBC station quite like this, because Brunel Radio, as we think listeners will find, is unique. And it has to be said that in the pure commercial sense, pop music radio is the most profitable. It always will be, it always has been. However, that doesn't mean to say that everybody has to launch a pop music station.
At the launch of the new station, what's your treasured ambition? What's your hope for it?
I hope that we'll have as big an audience as GWR has achieved for local radio over the past 6 years.
Ralph Bernard, managing director of Brunel Radio. Music for the prime of your life, the station which everybody's going to be talking about.
Aircheckdownloads.com.